Great. Okay, thanks very much. 3 minutes, here we go. Here we go. I'd like to pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. I'd also like to acknowledge the participants that were involved in our research, and here I go. Okay, so we see an increasing numbers of young people, as we've heard even in this session, identifying with multiple non-binary fluid identities. It's in the literature, and we've seen it in our own research. So what we really need to be doing is to examine sexual health practices of these diverse, non-binary, multiple identities, fluid young people, to inform a more nuanced and effective sexual health and HIV prevention and services. Our study, The Sexual Health of Queer Young People in Queensland, is a participatory, co-designed, qualitative, longitudinal study in partnership with Open Doors Youth Service, an awesome LGBTIQ plus organisation up in Queensland and Brisbane, working in partnership with them. I'm just talking about, we've done 40 in-depth interviews with young people aged 16 to 24 in the southeast Queensland area. Most of them are sexually active. About half of them have had sexual health tests. In Queensland, we have really poor sexual health education, and these young people have fairly poor sexual health literacy. Boom. Okay, I'm allowed one slide of findings. Okay, here we go. So what we saw was really multiple fluid gender sexual identities and diverse knowledge and experiences of accessing sexual health care. What we saw also was really the importance of peers and communities of identity, including online communities, in providing support and information regarding healthcare. So for our participants, sort of micro-identities and the communities around them were really, really important for accessing information around accessing healthcare services. In particular, closed Facebook sites seemed to be really, really important. What came out really strongly was active agency and empowerment. A lot of our young people, most of our young people, are actually really experienced health consumers, in particular around accessing mental health care. And they draw on those that knowledge to be very empowered and to be sort of striving to access sexual health on their own terms. However, we had a number of participants who didn't have that sort of strong peer support and didn't use these online communities of identity. Many young people in regional Queensland, people who weren't engaging in tertiary education and culturally and linguistically diverse young people, they were more isolated and accessed more healthcare barriers. What we saw was diversity in access to healthcare, and we had many participants accessing bulk billing GPs who had really poor HIV sexual health literacy, limited trans and gender variant knowledge. And we also saw a lot of barriers around accessing healthcare services, experiences of stigma and discrimination by healthcare workers, assumptions, lack of confidentiality, lack of privacy, poor transgender variant, sexual diversity, cultural competency, limited availability in rural and regional areas, and really limited sexual health literacy of particular general practitioners, bulk billing GPs. So what we need, what we found out, is that we've got to support the diversity and fluidity of young people with sexual health services. We need to understand how these online and offline peer networks and communities can be used to enhance access to safe, high-quality sexual health care and find channels to support those more isolated young people to access sexual health care. We really need to be addressing barriers with healthcare providers, especially GPs and bulk billing GPs, and look at costs and looking at developing gender and sexual cultural competency and sexual health literacy. Our next steps is that we're doing another round of interviews with these young people in the next 2 months, which is really, really exciting. We're expanding our research. We've been funded by the Queensland Department of Health to roll our research out into regional rural Queensland over the next 2 years. And we'll be engaging in qualitative longitudinal research in regional and rural Queensland, which is really, really exciting. We've also got funding with a Viv Health grant to develop localised social marketing around sexual health and HIV prevention for these young people in the Queensland context. Thank you very much.
You got it, Zero.